Hey Bulldogs!
It's your host again, Violet and Audra.
Today we're going to be talking about ops.
Yeah, everything from what you hate the most to rivalry between food companies.
Let's get into it with myself, Violet, and Tezza with interviews about the things you hate the most.
My broken thumb.
School.
People who steal my name.
Homework.
I hate Beats.
I hate Taylor Swift.
Just waking up early.
When kids don't tell me the truth.
Slow drivers, especially drivers who don't use their turn signals.
There are three foods I hate the most: coconut, watermelon, and celery.
I hate late people.
Cantaloupe.
I hate doing homework the most.
Yeah, what is one thing you hate the most, Audra?
Homework.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyways, let's get into it with Phoebe and Lucia with interviews about hated foods and taste tests.
Hello, podcast. It's Phoebe and Lucia.
Hi.
And today we're playing Bean Boozled with our podcast class.
Hi!
Who wants to spin it first?
I'll spin.
I don't want to spin.
Okay, Tessa's going first. Okay.
Never think it's the orange one.
It's okay, so it's like the confetti one.
You find it.
Okay, sure, yeah. Okay, wait, what are the two options
it's
that it could be?
So look,
it could either
colors.
Be
no,
Tutti Frutti
one.
Or
that's
Stinky Socks.
You have to
okay, wait, are do you? I have to guess first?
No, you have to eat it and then guess.
Tessa has it.
What is it, Stinky Socks or Fruity Tutti?
I think it's Tutti Frutti.
Oh,
Fruity Tutti.
It actually was kind of good, guys.
So birthday cute. Cake or dirty dishwasher.
Find it.
This one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely dirty dishwasher.
Yeah!
Spit
it out!
Don't spit it out. Eat it all the way.
Strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish?
Oh,
it's dead fish.
Oh,
ew. Okay. It's peach or barf.
So okay, guys.
Peach or barf.
Wait, do you get barf? No.
Barf.
Yeah, you have to eat it.
You have to eat it.
Eat it all the way. Ew, I can smell it.
I got Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Stinky Socks.
It's Tutti Frutti.
Wow.
Buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
Ew!
I think that's
none
the worst
of those
one.
Sound good.
Both of them don't sound good.
Shut up. It tastes so bad.
It's popcorn.
It's not very good, but it's not rotten egg bad.
Buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that one if I get it.
Ew!
It's rotten egg.
Like, why can't these just be normal jelly beans?
Is it good?
Oh! What was it?
What is it?
I'm gonna throw up. That is horrible.
Stinky sauce.
It's
so
buttery, no!
Oh.
Wait,
it's so weird because it's like sweet but it's buttery.
Buttered popcorn.
It's so bad!
Oh!
Popcorn.
None of them is good.
Guys, I'm ready.
Oh!
What is this?
Rotten egg.
Wait, can I go?
Oh, that was disgusting.
Ew, I got cappuccino or liver. Oh, why do I always get the worst ones?
You need to get the blue one.
Oh, it's like brown.
Can I have a different one?
No. Eat it.
Different.
No, you're not.
Get your cup ready.
Put it in your mouth.
Just eat it.
It's okay.
Your mouth.
You're just staring at me.
Oh. What was it?
So bad.
It's the onion one?
The blue?
Marshmallow
the blue that had the bad
or
ones,
stink
so
bug?
Ooh.
Oh,
you got it too.
Ew. Cappuccino or liver and onion?
She's gonna get cappuccino.
Oh.
Never mind.
Why don't you just like pick one?
I know.
Yeah, pick a random one.
We all threw it at the same time. We all just pick one.
And then I got blue.
I'm gonna cry. Oh, I got buttered popcorn again.
So
no.
Bad.
This is rigged.
3, 2, 1.
I got a bad.
Which one
did we all get bad ones?
Stink bug.
I think I got buttered popcorn again, but I don't like it. So. Thank you for listening.
Some of the jelly beans sounded disgusting.
Yeah, now we're going to Tyler and Beckett with some sports rivalry.
Hi, it's
Tyler
and Beckett, and we're going to tell you about some sports rivalries.
The first rivalry is the Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers. The Bears and Packers have been long rivals, as they're both some of the oldest teams in the NFL. But but they've also played each other in Super Bowls and are very close to each other.
The second rivalry is between UNC, University of North Carolina, and the Duke Blue Devils. It's been going on since 1950, and the colleges are only 10 miles apart. Each year, they have some of the best basketball teams in all of college basketball. They have given players to the NBA, like Michael Jordan and Jason Tatum. Their games are played at such a high level, and for the fans, are so energetic.
The next rivalry is Ohio State versus Michigan. Both of these teams are pretty close together, and they have some of the best teams every year in college football. With the highly skilled teams, it makes for very competitive games, which is why they have such a good rivalry.
Another rivalry is the Chicago Bulls versus the Utah Jazz. The Chicago Bulls have been proven to be the biggest roadblock in the Utah Jazz's history. From them beating the Jazz a ton of times in the NBA Finals, and Michael Jordan nailing a jump shot to close it out in the last seconds of one of the Finals games, it has put a nail in the coffin for Utah Jazz fans for years.
The last rivalry is the Cubs versus Sox. The Cubs versus Sox is such a big rivalry because of the teams are so close to each other in the same city. It's the South Side versus the North Side, and I'm personally a Cubs fan.
Thanks. Beckett and Tyler, out.
That was interesting.
Yeah, some teams have major beef.
Last segment is food companies with Anna.
We all know that there are some big rivals between different companies. And McClure found out that 80% of people like Coke over Pepsi. These companies are really big rivals, and it's not surprising that Coke is more popular. Another really big rival is Apple versus Samsung. At McClure, only 2% of people choose Samsung over Apple, and a huge amount of 98% of people choose Apple. This isn't a company, but 50% of people would rather shop online, and 50% of people would rather shop in person. Personally, I would rather shop in person because I hate waiting for things to come. Also, sometimes when I shop online, it gets lost in the mail and never comes. Thanks for listening to my segment.
I love Coke.
What about milk?
I love milk too. That's it for this episode.
See you next week, Bulldogs.